Okay. Well, great. I just want to welcome everybody, and it's good to be back with you this new year. Let me get that out of my face. So, let me open us with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump right in. Well, Father, we just want to pause right now and give you thanks for your love, for your faithfulness, for the freedoms that we enjoy, and just for the privilege to be able to come together, even being in different cities and in some cases different states, and yet we can come together through this process called Zoom and come before you. I thank you that when your word goes out, it does not return void, but it accomplishes what you desire. And so I pray that that would be true for us today. Open our hearts and our minds to what you have for us and use this time for your glory. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Last time I was with you, I introduced a technique called storytelling, where you tell a Bible story as if you're just telling a story, and then you go back and kind of make observations of what are some of the principles or things that you see or hear in the story. And so I'd like to do that again today. I'm going to tell the story from John chapter 4. About the woman at the well, and that's a story that a lot of people are familiar with. The question that I want you to be thinking about as you hear me share the story is, what do we learn about Jesus specifically? That's kind of the pressing question, and then any other observations that jump out. Once I tell the story, then I'm going to share some observations that I've made and then open it up for anyone else who would like to either share an observation or ask a question. So, John chapter 4, Jesus is in Judea with his disciples and he's gaining popularity, and the Pharisees find out about it and they get upset. And Jesus hears that the Pharisees are aware of what's going on. So, he tells his disciples that they're going to need to leave Judea and go back to Galilee. So it says in the scriptures that they had to go through Samaria to get to Galilee. And so as they were heading through Samaria, that would have really been a challenge for the disciples because the Jewish culture did not have any kind of interactions with Samaritans, and they would try to avoid them at all costs. And so they were surprised when Jesus said that they were going to go through Samaria. But anyway, they did. And as they were traveling through Samaria, they came upon a well, and it happened to be Jacob's well, the well that he had given to his son Joseph back in the Old Testament. So when they got to the well, they stopped, and Jesus sent all of the disciples on into the neighboring city called Sychar and to get some supplies for the trip. And he stayed there at the well and rested because he was tired. It was 12 o'clock, according to scripture, at high noon. And so it was the heat of the day when all of a sudden a lady came up to draw water from the well. Nobody else was around, and the lady noticed Jesus, but goes on over and starts to draw the water. And as she starts to draw, Jesus asked her, would she give him some water? And that shocked her because Jewish people did not talk to Samaritans. And so she was taken off guard. And she even said, you know, how is it that you would ask me for a drink? And Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked you for a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water. Well, she was even more confused now. And she's like, you don't have anything to draw with. Where are you going to get that water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well? Jesus answered her and said, you know, anyone who drinks from this well is going to be thirsty again. But the water that I'm talking about, if you drink it, you'll never thirst again. And she's like, well, give me some of that water. And Jesus said, well, go home and get your husband and come back, and I'll give it to you. And the woman looked at him and said, well, I don't have a husband. And Jesus says, you're right. You've had five husbands, and the man that you're living with now is not your husband. Well, now she was really caught off guard, and she said, sir, I can see that you're a prophet. because you know all this stuff about me. And so she said, I can see that you're a prophet. And Jesus said, believe me, woman, a time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father, not here on this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, but they will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. While he was having this conversation with her, the disciples came back and they were kind of taken aback as to why Jesus would even be talking with this woman. And the woman, when as the crowd began to come in, i.e. the disciples, the woman set her water jar down and she ran home. And she told everybody in the town, come see this person who's told me everything about myself. Maybe he's the Messiah. Well, and she had actually, when Jesus was talking to her earlier, she's, you know, when she said, I think you're a prophet, and Jesus, and she said, but we know that the Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he's going to explain everything to us. And Jesus said to her, woman, the one who's speaking to you, that's me. I'm him. I'm the Messiah. And so she went back to town and told everybody, which was kind of unusual because she was kind of an outcast in her city. But she was so emboldened by what had just happened that she told everybody, I think I've met the Messiah. And so the whole town came out. Well, while the town was on their way out, Jesus was talking to his disciples because they were just kind of off their game. And that, why were you talking to a Samaritan woman and trying to get Jesus to eat? And Jesus was like, I don't want to eat food right now. My job or my food is to do the will of the Father. And then he said, guys, open your eyes. The fields are white already for harvest. We've got work to do. The woman came back leading basically quite a contingent from that town, and the town interacted with Jesus. And it says that many in that town came to believe in Jesus as the Messiah, first because of the word of the woman, and then secondly, because they also had met him themselves and heard him speak and believe that he was the Messiah. That's the story of the woman at the well. And I want to just kind of share some observations that I've made, and then I'll open it up if you have any that are questions, either one. First of all, I thought it was interesting. It says that Jesus told the disciples at the beginning of the story that we have to go through Samaria. Well, they didn't have to go through Samaria because it was the only way to get to Galilee. In fact, because of the animosity between the Jewish people and the Samaritans, anytime a Jew went to Galilee from Judea or back and forth, they would go all the way around Samaria just to avoid it. So when Jesus said, we have to go through Samaria, he had a purpose in mind, and that purpose was to meet this woman at this well, at Jacob's well. Jesus wasn't politically correct, and he wasn't culturally correct. He broke all kinds of norms by talking to that woman, by initiating with her, one being a male talking to a female that he didn't know, and two being a Jew talking to a Samaritan. Jesus wasn't worried about what other people thought. He was focused on pleasing an audience of one. Jesus was fully human. It says he was tired and thirsty, and he sat down at the well. And one of the things that John's trying to convey is that Jesus was fully man, but yet he was also fully divine or fully God, in that when he interacted with this woman that he had never met, he knew everything about her, and to a point that it even startled her. He told her that if you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast. The gift of God that Jesus was referring to is the concept of having salvation by faith. The gift of God is salvation by faith. And Jesus tells this woman, if you knew that that's what God was offering, and if you knew that I'm the one who can offer it, if you would simply ask me for it, I would give it to you. Jesus used natural, physical realities to illustrate supernatural, spiritual realities. He's sitting at a well. He's talking about thirst. They're going back and forth. Drink this. Don't drink this. You won't be thirsty again. They were going back and forth between the physical reality of a well and water that you can draw with a cup, and the spiritual reality of our bodies being the well and the water being the indwelling Holy Spirit. I think it's interesting when Jesus told the woman who she was, that she had had five husbands and that the man she was currently living with was not her husband. She would have been a woman carrying a lot of shame, because in that time, only men could divorce women. Women couldn't divorce men. So here's a woman who five times has been rejected by a man, who's now living out of wedlock with another man simply to have her needs cared for. She goes to the well at noon, the hottest part of the day, and there's nobody else there because nobody goes at noon. So she's ashamed. She's an outcast. And yet she was the very one that Jesus went to meet. Knowing all of that about her, he reaches out to her and he offers her living water or a relationship with himself and with the Father. Jesus saw her and accepted her just where she was. And we know from other parts of Scripture that that's the same way that Jesus feels about us, that he knows everything about us and he accepts us right where we are. Jesus identified himself as the Messiah that she was waiting for. She was the first evangelist to that part of the world. She'd met Jesus. She hadn't gone to seminary. She hadn't gone to Bible study. She had simply encountered the Lord, went back to her own people who had pretty much disassociated themselves with her and dared to share with them, "I found the Messiah. This is what he's told me. Come and see." So she was the very first witness for Jesus in that part of the world. And her witness was simply, "Come and see what I've seen." Many people in that town believed because of her testimony. And many more came to know and believe in Jesus after meeting him at the well for themselves. Those are some of the observations that jumped out at me as I read and prepared this story, but I wanted to open it up. Any thoughts, any questions, any other observations?
Kenny, I look at the way that society is today, and the dislike for a certain group of people, and how we still continue to make other people feel less of a human. Mm-hmm. And you would think by now we would have all learned something.
Nothing, there's nothing new under the sun, sadly, which, Solomon made that statement. And you would think, you would hope we would learn, but we really are hard-headed, I guess. I think that's one of the things that I love about this story, though, is even though that was her reality, and many of us can identify at some level with the shame, the disappointment, or whatever that she carried, but Jesus went to Samaria for her. That's a powerful image. And mm-hmm. The Bible says that he does that for each and every one of us. Knowing everything about us, he still wants a relationship with us. And that's powerful. Yeah.
It really is.
Cool. Any other thoughts or questions from that passage? So that's John chapter 4, if you want to read it in context on your own. There's probably a lot more there that we can learn. But one of the things that I try to do now is I try to read from the Gospels, really have an ongoing, just cycle through all four Gospels throughout the year with a bent towards what can I learn about Jesus from this passage? What does it say about him? What can I learn about him? What was he like? How did people respond to him, react to him? How did he respond and react back? That's just a good practice that I want to encourage you. If you're not doing that or haven't done that, you might consider doing that. I also wanted to open it up. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Before everybody got on, Lou Esther, Kit's mom, started radiation today.